I worry about the next 100 days because they could be perilous for our country with filibuster and all kinds of other things. It's going to be an adventure. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. As she does every Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is trying to get those who are hesitant about receiving the COVID-19 vaccine reassurance. Mr. Biden says he'd like everybody who has doubts about the vaccines to look at the science.
You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there. But there's one fact I want every American to know. People who are not fully vaccinated can still die every day from COVID-19.
Biden is calling for states to make vaccines available on a walk-in basis and will direct many pharmacies to do likewise. Biden's goal equates to delivering at least the first shot to 181 million adults and fully vaccinating 160 million by Independence Day. In Atlanta today, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticizes Major League Baseball for pulling the All-Star game out of the Atlanta Braves Stadium after Georgia Republicans enacted a new voting law.
I wish Major League Baseball would learn the lesson from this, to not make a rash decision, to make informed decisions, to read the bills before they make judgment. This movement in this country about wokeness has got to stop. We can disagree on things, but let's base it upon facts.
McCarthy suggested Major League Baseball should make up the lost revenue to small businesses. A federal judge has ordered the release of a legal memorandum the Trump-era Justice Department prepared for then-Attorney General William Barr before he announced his conclusion that President Donald Trump had not obstructed justice during the Russia investigation. The Justice Department had refused to give the memorandum of March 24, 2019 to a government transparency group that requested it under the Freedom of Information Act. But U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson said the Justice Department had obscured the true purpose of the memorandum when it withheld the document. On Wall Street, the Dow by 19 points, but the NASDAQ plunged 261, the S&P 500 lower by 28, oil up to $65.69 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Wake up, men. You're more than a job title. You're greater than the balance in the bank. Status fades, but character and courage leave a legacy that lasts. Don't let your yesterdays define your tomorrow. You are made for much more. In a sequel to the instant bestseller Kingdom Man, Tony Evans' Kingdom Men Rising urges men to embody the greatness God's already given them Get the book, Kingdom Men Rising, to discover how.
Kingdom Men Rising from Tony Evans, sponsored by The Urban Alternative.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Aligning itself with the current CDC guidance, Nevada is easing up on the mask mandate. Fully vaccinated Nevadans may now move about outdoors mask-free. Governor Sisolak signed the emergency directive yesterday, which includes language which allows the Silver State to mirror the guidance from the Centers for Disease Control. Current CDC guidance allows those who are fully vaccinated go out without masks for outdoor activities, except in certain crowded settings. An unvaccinated person can also go maskless in a small gathering with fully vaccinated people. As of yesterday, 47% of the eligible Clark County residents have gotten at least one vaccination shot. A California Indian tribe is about to become the new owner of the Palms Casino. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians confirms it's buying the off-strip property from Red Rock Resort. The deal is expected to close by the end of the year, and it's reportedly worth some $650 million. Fox 5 Las Vegas has been sold as part of a multi-billion dollar deal. Gray Television is buying Meredith Corporation's local media group, 17 TV stations, which includes Fox 5. The $2.7 billion deal is cash. It is expected to close by the end of the year.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. You are bumper-to-bumper right now on U.S. 95 past the Rainbow Curve, 95 southbound at Valley View. You're also touch-and-go 215 west at Tenaya, and do expect some congestion there. Westbound Summerlin Parkway, that's at Buffalo.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three, live and local for a Tuesday, and that means Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, first of all, we have surpassed 100 days of the Biden administration, which is wonderful. We've also achieved May 1st, which is when the governor kind of stands down and gives more power to local communities, county commissions, city councils, things like that. Let me ask you, you about the May 1st, which has come and gone. Anything new? I mean, do you feel different after knowing that we've loosened the reins of the governor?
We really have not loosened the reins. I mean, as far as capacity is concerned, absolutely. We see plexiglass coming down, which was useless anyway. But we don't see masks coming off. And I don't know that we will see masks coming off because the governor's mandate through the gaming board and OSHA is that masks will not come out off until 60% of Nevadans are vaccinated. Now, keep in mind that the vaccination is not FDA approved. It has not been clinically reviewed. There are hundreds of thousands of episodes, some fatal. And the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons just put out an open letter to college universities saying that they must stop forcing vaccinations on children or young adults, because there aren't any clinical studies to prove that these are safe and effective vaccines. So this whole kabuki theater that we have been submitted to had nothing to do over the last 14 months, which was supposed to be 15 days, had absolutely nothing to do with science. It was not based in science. It was simply a exercise of control. What we see now is the wind, for example, opening up, I believe, tonight or tomorrow to 100%, because 88% of their employees are now vaccinated. I know many employees down on the Strip, and they don't want to be a guinea pig for this human genetic experiment, which is exactly what this vaccine is. So they are opting out of being forcefully bribed or mandated to be vaccinated. Like the Cosmopolitan is offering basically bribes to their employees to get vaccinated. And what my friends are doing is paying the $15 a week to get the test. You know, why can't we show that we have antibodies? What happened to the antibody test? Remember the antibody
test? Oh, yeah.
So why should I need to get a vaccine, or why should 60% of Nevadans need to get a vaccine if a good percentage of those probably already achieved herd immunity by getting the virus the normal way, by contracting it from others and lived like over 90% of us has lived it? Talk about it.
What does this say, though, Megan, about the science? I mean, Dr. Fauci has gone from a mask to no mask to masks, and now it's no outdoor masks. It's almost as if they're afraid to say, I don't know.
Well, now it's double masks. I don't know if you saw the latest bureaucratic mess and dictates that the CDC put out, and oh, by the way, I don't take my orders from bureaucrats. They said that summer camps now will require double masking inside and outside of a population that has a 99.9% chance of surviving this virus, which would be the children that attend these summer camps. There has not been any science, and it's quite evident, too, in the photo op that Joe and Jill Biden took with Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter. We see Joe Biden always in a mask, outside walking alone, stumbling around, falling up the stairs. He's wearing a mask on a Zoom call. He's wearing a mask. But when he's around 96-year-old elderly people inside a room, he's not masked, and neither is his doctor wife.
That's just bizarre. When I saw that picture, I scratched my head and I said, "You gots to be kidding! You got to be kidding!" Hey, speaking of President Biden, we have surpassed 100 days. Your impressions of the first 100 days of this administration? It's scary. I keep saying it's not the first 100 days I'm concerned about. It's the next 100 or 200 days. What'd you think of the first 100 days?
Well, I think I'm probably like a majority of the people that are actually intellectually honest and haven't been completely manipulated by fake news. Those that don't watch CNN and don't watch MSNBC and harbor on, or hang on rather, to Don Lemon's every word. It's basically just an harbinger of a recession to come and inflation. Have you seen the price of gas lately?
Yeah.
Just down the street, it's $4.35. for premium, $4.35 a gallon. That same gas station right down the street from me, the highest it ever was under the Trump administration was $2.71. Have you noticed the price of meat? Have you noticed the price of bread? Have you noticed the price of lumber? And why would people probably will say, well, why does that matter? Well, it matters a whole hell of a lot, because do you see the pricing of homes going on right now? Do you see all of the building going on right now? In April of 2020, the cost to build a deck, let's say you wanted to build a deck on the back of your house, that would be 200 square feet. It would be $936. That same deck in April 21 would cost you $3,696. So a piece of plywood. I'm in the remodeling business. Our family has been in the remodeling business, flipping homes for decades. We go into a neighborhood, we beautify the neighborhood, we increase people's property values because we set sales records in those neighborhoods because of the work we do, the amount of money we put in, and the risk we take over months and months. We used to get a sheet of plywood, standard plywood, $14, $16 for, you know, a piece of plywood. Now that same piece of plywood is over $60. So, and it's $100 in Wisconsin. I actually posted about this on my Facebook page, and I started getting a bunch of people telling me how much plywood was, and it varies through state. But a piece of plywood in Wisconsin is around $100. In Vegas, it's around, I think, $60 to $70. Last time I checked, it's probably still going through the roof. Now, why does that matter? Well, it's inflation. Why does that matter? Well, it's because we basically screwed Canada with the Keystone Pipeline, and we could get a lot of lumber from here, but the environmentalists. But nonetheless, we go back to the capital gains tax, which Joe Biden is threatening to enact. And he's having his morons believe that it's not going to affect anyone making $400,000 a year. That is a lie. That is an absolute lie. Because if you own a home, and if people aren't coming into your neighborhoods, redoing and remodeling homes, they're not increasing the value of your home, because I am not certainly going to let Joe Biden take 43% of my profit after I just carried a huge risk and paying an increased amount for materials and labor. See, this is just basic economics. What I'm always amazed at by the Marxist left is how stupid they are when it comes to just simple, basic economics. They say, oh, well, trickle-down economics doesn't work. Oh, really? Well, it certainly works in Washington, D.C. All the tax money that I'm forced to pay for government seems to trickle down to create new bureaucracies, create new positions in government, create new administrators in the education system. It pays for... It trickles down to all the politicians' salaries that get annual raises. So actually, trickle-down economics works on behalf of those who build government. And trickle-down economics certainly works in a free capitalist society.
Well, can I tell you, I visited yesterday with Jared Fisher, the former candidate for governor, small business owner, Escape Adventures, Las Vegas Cyclery, and a whole bunch of other small, very profitable businesses. And he was going to expand with a business in Washoe County. And because of the cost of materials, what you just cited, plywood and brick and mortar and all of that stuff, it's gone through the roof. He can't break ground. And so people can't get hired. That is a hidden tax that the Bidens will never talk about.
The taxes trickle down, don't they?
They do.
The taxes definitely trickle down. So why doesn't the money that I put in the system trickle down just like taxes trickle down? So the economic ignoramuses of the left are purposely economically ignorant. Because they are all about the confiscation and the redistribution of wealth. That is your typical socio-economic structure when it comes to socialism or communism, whatever you want to call it, or democratic socialism or whatever the Democrats want to label it. And especially at a time right now with the pandemic that we have suffered through, where some businesses were called essential and some other businesses weren't called essential. Now is the last time that you should be threatening or even proposing to raise taxes. And then on top of raising taxes, the Joe Biden administration has not only opened the border to the South, which we are housing, feeding, educating, and taking care of all of these illegal aliens, but they're also expanding the refugee quota. And they're expanding the refugee quota from 12,000, I think, 500 refugees each year. Now that's going to balloon up to 62,500.
And that was, and by the way, that was after pressure from left-wing elements of the Democrat Party.
Let's not call them left-wing elements of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is a communist party, period. End of story. The only person that is stopping the communist overthrow of this country, of this capitalist country, that I can see is Joe Manchin, the Democrat, the only Democrat that I can see. Because he's stopping the filibuster. He's not going to vote so the Democrats can just ram every socialist utopic law abridging the Constitution at their every chance. But that's the only person in D.C., Democrat elected, that I can see that isn't a full-blown commie.
Wow. More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk about what's going on along our southern border. She touched on it, but we have now gone through 100-plus days of the Biden administration. No vice president, no presidential visit to the southern border. And the problem is getting worse. It's not getting better. There's no sign of a plan. We'll see if Megan has a plan for fixing what's going on down there. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Some are arguing that traffic fines do nothing but hurt poor people. We're going to speak with the Fees and Fines Justice Center and get their perspective.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So when will the president, or even the vice president, who's in charge of the border and the Biden border crisis, when will they finally make it to our southern border? Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. What do you think? Is this going to be a matter of weeks or a matter of months before they'll set foot down there?
I don't expect them to really ever set foot down there because, according to them, it's not a crisis. Oh, but it is a crisis. Oh, we're back to no, it's not a crisis. Kamala Harris is the border czar, the only border czar that I'm aware of, but the only one that's been titled to actually visit the border who hasn't visited the border. But now she is now going to head up Space Force, and I can probably guarantee you that Kamala Harris won't be in space. However, she might visit space before the border. But what we do know is that they're sending $310 million to Central America. And as Kamala Harris says, it's a corrupt region. So why in the hell are you sending $310 million to a corrupt government? That's what they're doing with our tax money. All the taxes they want to raise is going to go to other corrupt dictatorships and countries while our southern border remains open.
Wow. Wow. Let me just ask you, is it getting better or worse? I mean, I can't tell what, you know, the plan, the game plan. Do you sense that there really is a game plan that is being developed by the Biden administration?
Yes, and the game plan is according to the plan of Cloward Piven. We've talked about it before. What is Cloward Piven? Well, it was a couple old washed-up Marxists out of Chicago. It's the playbook for the Democrats. They basically said, well, how do you overthrow capitalism? Well, you overthrow capitalism by creating a series of crises. We have a crisis at the border, and this is basically the replacement theory. They figure if they can replace hardworking, able-bodied Americans with low-skilled, non-English-speaking populations, they will get the welfare state that they need to basically have more takers than there are more makers in this country, period. They want as many people on the government teeth, on government programs as possible. They want a majority of people on government programs as possible. And that is why this implemented pawn that we've been having to listen to for the last 100 or so days was talking about paid preschool. Oh, well, why not? Let's start indoctrinating our children at age 3, shall we? Why wait until kindergarten at age 6?
Let me ask you, touching on the national front, the fact that we've got $6 trillion that's up for grabs, and I don't know if Joe Manchin or any other moderate Democrats, if there is such a thing as a moderate Democrat, is ready to step up and stop this madness. Do you get a sense that in the next 100 days, somebody, Joe Manchin or somebody, will step forward and stop this madness?
Well, it's not like the Democrats have a mandate on this madness. Joe Biden only won by a handful of votes. I think, what was it, around 30 to 40,000 total votes? If you count, if you're not counting dead people, okay? But nonetheless, I think we have a couple Democrats. One is Manchin. The other one might be Sinema, Kristen Sinema out of Arizona. She's always a surprise, and the communist left is very upset with her because she has not been towing the hammer and sickle as many times as they'd like her to. So we might have an eke of possibility to stop this runaway freight train of debt. And also just the exorbitant taxes outside of capital gains taxes. I mean, we're talking taxed upon inflation is a tax. Regulations are taxed. And then an open border is a tax on us all.